This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 819. Be first to get a 9 on computer IELTS reading.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Is reading different on the computer-delivered IELTS compared to the paper version? Today, you'll learn some key features of the new test and get an insider look at the next 3 Keys IELTS course. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Jessica, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great getting into the new year here. So super excited about 2020.
Yes, new year and new courses, you guys.
Yes.
Lindsay and I have been working so hard on our new computer-delivered IELTS course, and it is amazing.
Yes, it's still 3 Keys IELTS, guys. Yes. So it's all the same strategies that you know have created more than 100 success stories, which, by the way, you can see on our blog. But we've adapted this course to show you how to tackle computer IELTS. So that's why it's so exciting. And we haven't seen many other courses out there at all for computer IELTS.
There are none, guys. Yeah. So, of course, we research extensively. I even took the computer-delivered test last year before we developed this, right? So in all of my research, guys, there's very little out there about the computer test. And even the few videos I saw, first of all, no complete courses, right? Yeah. Just sort of like, here's a video about reading, here's something, something. And in these really short little lessons that do exist, they're not even all correct. Like some of them not even have the right information about what exactly happens on the computer, you know? So this is so explicit, guys. In our computer delivered course, in our 3 Keys IELTS computer course, you learn exactly what the strategies are, of course, that still work from 3 Keys IELTS, but how are they different on the computer? And furthermore, same question types for sure, but they don't all look the same on the computer. And it's confusing. Like, let me just give you a quick example, okay? So if you're doing like the paper version, finding information in paragraphs, already one of the toughest question types. Yeah. But it's more straightforward. It's like, okay, write the letter A to G. So write the letter of the paragraph that this information is found in. But on the computer version, guys, this question is formatted in a table and you have to like click the appropriate box under the letter. Anyway, there are some major differences that I think if you're not aware of, it's going to be confusing on test day.
Yeah. And again, I mean, you said this earlier, Jessica, but you went up to Canada and you took the exam. You know exactly what it feels like to sit through the computer exam. And that's what it's important to look for that when you take a course, guys.
Exactly.
A proven strategy system, but also the fact that the person who created the course has actually done it, right?
Yeah.
They've gone and they've sat through this exam. They know what it feels like, what it looks like,
exactly. All
this good stuff. So in the next few weeks, guys, we're going to take you through a series on computer IELTS to get you a little taste of what our course offers. All right.
Yes.
But before we start today's episode, I just want to immediately invite our listeners to get on the early access list.
Yes.
Jessica, why should they get on the list?
Because you will be kept up to date. You will be the first to know when the course is released and get that special launch price, guys, only if you're on this list. So go to allearsenglish.com/computer and you will be the first to know when our course is available.
Yes. All right. So let's attack reading today, Jessica. What do you think? Let's give our listeners a few little hints on how it's the same and how it's different when it comes to computer IELTS.
Yeah, totally. So strategies are all the same, guys. That is the good news. Like we've already developed the most simple, straightforward strategies. And you've heard students on this very podcast that use these strategies to get reading 9s and some who have already used them on the computer version to get reading 9s, right? So we know these strategies work. But there are differences between the paper version and the computer version. And I've already said how tough it is to find material online about this. It is even harder to find practice. Like, how do you practice these strategies with computer type questions? So that's why we've developed the whole thing on the computer for you guys. There's like really specific things to practice. You can't underline, but you can highlight. And also, what is really bad is the computer version gives you the option of taking notes, which, guys, listen to me right now, don't use that at all. You should never be taking notes on the reading exam. It's distracting, it's a waste of time, so just use that highlighting function. If you took IELTS now, would you get a 7? Would you get a 5? Would you get a 9? You can find out in 2 short minutes. Get your estimated band score and free resources just for your level. Guys, take this quiz. Get your free resources. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yeah, this is so good to know. And I mean, we know this because, Jessica, you were an examiner for 14 years, right? And so these strategies are based on your examination experience for all of those years. So again, these are rooted in success. I know the last student that got a 9, we just saw a Facebook update from Juan on Friday. I just want to throw that out there. He got a reading 9. Amazing.
Yeah. He's going to come on the show soon. He's super excited. Yeah, we have had incredible results lately. I mean, I'm talking 8s and 9s, you know, like so amazing.
Incredible. Incredible. So guys, these strategies work. And, you know, in the course, again, we just show you how to apply them in the computer version, but we also show you how to do those nuanced things, how to actually highlight, right? How do you physically do that with your cursor?
Exactly.
And then how do you apply that strategy? How does that tie in with your understanding of the strategy itself?
Exactly, guys. So, okay, there are a lot more functions available on the computer version, which is fantastic. One of them, for example, is cut and paste on the reading exam. You could copy a word from the passage and just paste it directly into the answer if it's a completion question. And that's something that I didn't see in a lot of the videos trying to teach you about the computer version, because these people didn't actually know, like, all the functions.
Yeah, that's a problem. All right. So really, I mean, this 3 Keys IELTS computer course is the number one source for anyone who wants to take computer IELTS, as long as you are over about a 5 or a 5.5 band. If you're starting there, you need to be intermediate to upper intermediate. But if you are there, this is right for you.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, guys, like, we have everything that works so well in the 3 Keys system that already exists. And so you have access still to the study plans, to everything that we know works for hundreds of students at this point. And all we've done is make that fit to the computer version, right?
Yes.
So cutting out whatever you don't need related to the paper test and teaching you all the very nuanced things related to the computer version. Like, here's another example, guys. You need to remember to scroll down the passage and the questions, even on the writing test, because you won't see all the information unless you do, right? Ooh. And I know there are students that don't realize that's something they have to do on the computer test, and they miss a bunch of stuff.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? You study for so long
terrible.
And you prepare, and then you don't realize there's something below the fold of the screen. You need to scroll down. That's so important.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. So, and that's why we show you actual screenshots of the test, what it looks like. We show Jessica going through these practice exercises and how it looks on test day.
Yes, everything is very explicit, very clear, so you know exactly what to expect on test day. And that's what we've always done in 3 Keys IELTS, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be cool, calm, and confident. So that's why we had to make this computer version, right?
Yeah.
So you could be just as confident for this version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And yeah, I mean, this is great. This is great. So any final kind of key differences that our listeners, as far as the reading test, should know today? We're just giving little hints today, guys, because to get the whole picture, you do want to join the course when it opens.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is such an amazing course, guys. Okay, one little more piece of advice. Another very useful function is the ability to mark something for review. So if you think you're spending too long on a question, right? Or you just simply cannot find the answer at all, go to the bottom of the screen, mark that question for review, right? Question two, I don't get it. I'm going to click on the number two at the bottom of the screen. And that makes it super easy to go back to later. Like, I really think the computer version saves so much time as long as you know how to use every function effectively.
Yeah, that's good to know. And keep in mind, guys, if you are taking the paper-based test, you obviously, we still have our course that is designed for the paper-based test. So we are not changing the course entirely. It's just that now, if you want to take Three Keys IELTS, you have two options. Do you want to take the paper-based prep course or do you want to take the computer-based prep course?
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So be the first to know. Get in this course as soon as it's launched. Sign up. Go to allearsenglish.com/computer.
Yes, I can't wait. This is great. It's so good to be leaders in this IELTS world, Jessica, to lead our listeners, everyone online who wants to get to that target score, to get onto their target country.
We are number one. We are number one. I mean, literally, as far as this is concerned, we are the first people to have a whole course just for the computer IELTS test. Like, that's amazing.
That's amazing. That is awesome. I can't wait to launch it. Guys, be a part of it. AllEarsEnglish.com/computer, and we'll see you there.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. Cool. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. You too, Jessica. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at AllEarsEnglish.com/myscore.